Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, was Halloween night a horror show for the Fire Brigade? I'm joined now by John Guilfoyle, Assistant Chief Fire Officer from Dublin Fire Brigade, to bring us up to speed. Good morning to you, John. How were things last night out there for you and all of your firefighters?
Good morning, Kira. Halloween, as you know, is traditionally our busiest night of the year, and last night was no exception. We had a very busy evening, and I suppose in terms of call volume, we've seen our call volume way up on 2023 levels, but there are a number of factors that influence that. So in terms of call volume over the 24-hour period, Kira, we received over 490 requests for fire calls, 420 of which were Halloween related, and our ambulance service was also very busy, dealing with over 435 requests for ambulances. So a very busy night overall.
And in context, John, like what kind of level of calls would you receive on an average night?
So on an average night, if you take yesterday, we received over 1,000 calls. So the average daily activity is in the region of 550 to 600.
Okay, so it's
calls.
Almost double what you would normally be dealing with.
So we're looking at double our activity in that 24-hour period.
Exactly. In terms of people going out on the rigs and going out into communities where there were bonfires and you were being called, was there any, I know that in previous years there has been abuse and assaults and antisocial behaviour and things thrown at the ambulances, etc., and the fire brigades. Any of that last night, or were things better behaved?
Unfortunately, we had a number of events last night, but thankfully our crews, where we didn't experience any injuries and so forth. There was some damage to one or two of our fire appliances and so forth. There were fireworks directed at our fire appliances. And unfortunately, a number of our ambulance crews also experienced antisocial behaviour.
Okay. I hope nobody was in any way harmed, and particularly any way seriously.
Thankfully, none of our people were injured and so forth, but it doesn't lead
to... No, and I'm sure antisocial behaviour is the bane of your life. When you're going out trying to help people, the idea that somebody would abuse you or assault you or intimidate you in any way is very wrong. Do we know why Halloween appears to be so synonymous with antisocial behaviour, John? It's a peculiar night, you know.
It is a peculiar night. There are a lot of people socialising. There are a lot of people out on the streets and so forth. A lot of organised and unorganised events. It does lead to kind of, you know, groups of people sort of gathering. And, you know, these things, they can be fueled by alcohol and drugs and so forth. And, you know, and it can lead sort of one anti-social event can lead to others joining in and so forth. And things can very easily get out of control.
Yeah, look, it is, as I say, it is a peculiar night. Look, I'm glad that nobody was harmed anyway last night. Thank you very much for joining us. That is John Guilfoyle, Assistant Chief Fire Officer from the Dublin Fire Brigade.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.